Good afternoon, Carmel. Welcome to The Breaking Point. I'm your host, Jackson Ammons, alongside here, Ryan Ruthroff.
What's up, everybody?
And we got a great show for you guys today. We got two guests. We got Emily Patton and Niharika Kachigata over here.
Hey.
And they'll be clashing it out to see who can win and move on up the bracket.
Yes, we have a breaking feud bracket, and we're getting down. We already have two of the final four spots taken. This is a competition for the third one. And then we got later Sam going up against Ben, and they will fight for the final spot.
So that'll be a really fun one also. So Kendall Walter won last week alongside with Jack Castell.
No, Jack Kaiser.
Jack Kaiser.
Yes.
I miss Jack Castell. I'm sorry. he was a senior that left last year. Yeah, Jack Kaiser won last year. Or not last year, last time. Gosh, I'm messing up already.
Yeah.
This is fun.
Yes. And it was a battle. Jack Kaiser had a bye week, so he went up against Jackson here and beat. Jackson had a 2-1 lead over him, but beat him. And then Kendall and Addy, they were furious against each other.
Yeah, that was a tough show.
Yeah.
We said name an echo. Name somewhere here. Just quick practice round for you guys. Name a place where you would find an echo, like where your voice would echo.
Cave.
Wow.
That was the number one answer.
Wow.
They said, like, outside.
They said outside. They said...
In a closet.
In a closet.
In a closet.
It literally took them 45 seconds, maybe, to get... They didn't even get cave. They said, "What? I don't even know what... No, we had to give it up. We're like, okay, done.
How did
it's
they
cave.
Not know cave? I was thinking forest for a second.
Oh,
second,
no.
I was like, no.
Kendall said ravine.
Yeah, ravine.
Yeah.
So let's get to know our two contestants for today. Who would like to introduce themselves first?
Niharika can.
Okay, looks like Niharika.
Okay, what do I introduce? What do I say? My name's Niharika, and I play crazy music sometimes, and I listen to Indian music all the time. That's my.
Yeah, hey, you just had a show today, right? From 3:30 to 5, and that's about all these different cultures, songs that you play and preview.
Educating the public.
Yeah.
Yep.
What about you? Yeah, what about you, Emily?
What about me? I don't know what to say. My name's Emily Patton.
Okay.
There's that.
Anything what grade else? You in?
I'm a junior.
Okay.
What do you do here at the station?
I have two radio shows. I have one every Wednesday morning called The Spotlight, and then I also have an SRT show, which is on like every other Monday about at like 9:30. Or 10, my bad.
And you two host that.
Yeah, Niharika is on there with me.
Right. This is a battle of the hosts right here.
I don't know. I think she might do better than I am. I'm not good with this kind of stuff.
Well, Emily,
I don't know.
You did get the bye week, so you haven't had any practice yet. Emily has already faced... Who she
DJ.
Faced,
yeah, it was DJ. Yeah.
You faced
DJ. That was
DJ.
An easy one. I don't even remember.
In the first round and won, obviously. So DJ was knocked out, and you came victorious. And now you're facing Niharika. Yes.
That must be, like... That's
it was easy.
Oh, it was? Okay, yes. Yeah, I didn't know how that was going to be.
All right.
Yeah, so we're going to play a quick song, and after that, we're going to head on straight into Story of the Week and then get some Breaking Feud. So right here, this is Time to Pretend by MGMT. You can listen to all our shows. We have shows every day, practically, from, like, in the mornings, we have from 5:30 to 7, 6 to 7:30, and, I mean, they're just a blast to... do, and then we also have SRT shows. So this is Time to Pretend by MGMT.
Hey guys, I'm Jackson Ammons. Welcome back to The Breaking Point. On my right, I got Ryan Ruthroff.
Howdy, everybody. I'm still here. Still got... You kind of lost your voice there, Jackson. What happened?
I don't know. Don't know what you're talking about. Sorry.
Okay. I'm Jackson Ammons over here. We're gonna head into Story of the Week right here. So, my levels were down.
You had your mic turned down.
There were just so many mistakes this episode. Okay, I'm Jackson Ammons. I'm the real Jackson Ammons. And we're heading into Story of the Week right here.
Yes, I have chosen a story that we're going to all talk about. Jackson knows about it, I know about it, but our two guests, Emily and Niharika, do not. And we're just gonna talk about it, see how they react to it. Jackson, you have an audio clip that you want to play for us?
I do. This is the very introduction. If it will play, hopefully.
You've got to come back with me!
Where?
Back to the future!
Back to the future! No, to the present.
Yes. October 21st, 2015. That's in a couple weeks coming up here. And Pepsi is coming out on that date with the Pepsi Perfect bottle that Marty McFly goes into the diner to buy. So people could get that bottle and keep as a remember Back to the Future. What do you guys think about that?
That's sweet.
That's pretty cool.
That is kind of nice.
The sad thing is, it is not a different flavor. They're not going to give the Pepsi like a different taste. It's still going to be a regular Pepsi, but with real sugar in it.
Oh, real sugar. Wow.
Real, not artificial.
And a fancy bottle. So
yes,
that's
why people buy it for the fancy bottle.
For the fancy
bottle. I actually never saw that movie. So
I've seen
it. Really?
Yeah, never seen it.
I've never seen it all the way through.
Which one? There's three.
I don't know. I don't know. My brother used to watch them.
Part one, part two, and part three.
I don't know which one. I've just seen like parts of the movies.
You've seen parts of them, all three of them together.
Probably. I don't remember. I was like real little.
It's kind of like the Harry Potter movies, right? Like the part one and part two.
I can't watch those movies.
Why? Why not?
Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, I don't know. Like Fantasyland stuff scares me.
Okay, I'm a little bit insulted because I'm a huge Harry Potter fan, but you know, it's cool, man.
I can't pretend like that.
Also, back in January, Nike announced that they will be releasing a version of the self-lacing Nike Mag shoes. They are self-lacing. They have this little motor on the back of them that will self-tie.
That's going to make people so much more lazier.
Mm-hmm. Like that, I don't like
that's
that
the
idea.
Point.
Same with these hoverboards, like the, what are they called?
I know what you're the two-wheel on the sides.
Yeah, the two-wheels on the side.
They have the two-wheels on the sides, and then you just balance to go forward and backwards. Yeah. Those are expensive.
I know they are expensive.
I want to use one of them.
So I want one of them.
We ready for some Breaking Feud?
I think we are ready for Breaking Feud.
Okay, it's 5:22 right now. Actually, it's a little, that clock's way wrong. It's 5:19, so we're heading into some Breaking Feud right now. I love this intro.
Welcome to the Breaking Point. It's time to play everyone's favorite game. The number one game show on WHJE. It's Breaking Feud. Get ready to welcome our guests tonight and your hosts, Ryan Ruthroff and Jackson Ammons.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, everybody. This is Breaking Feud. Jackson, do you want to explain the rules for us?
Absolutely. Okay, so Emily, you're familiar. And here, I assume you're not.
I mean, I've kind of listened to the show when I'm doing my work over there. So, yeah. Cool.
So just to explain
just a quick recap. You got Ryan over here will ask a question, and there are some answers that he has a list of, and they're the top answers that the general public has said, oh, it's this. So, for example, if he asked, name a white animal, and you say polar bear, that's the number one answer.
Most popular.
It's the most popular answer from the general public. So you're trying to guess the number one answer.
You're trying to get the most popular answer. Your hands will be on the table.
Yes.
On the table.
It's a new rule.
Yes.
Yes.
Because people just started yelling out answers, so we had to lay down the law and say, hands on the table, first one to raise their hand will be able to answer first, and you have to wait for Jackson to call on you, because Jackson will be the judge of this.
I got the power.
Yes, Jackson has a little power. So if you raise your hand, you guess the answer, and let's say you don't get the top answer. Let's say you get, like, the third.
Mm-hmm.
Your opponent will have time to try to get above you. And it goes the same if, let's say, you didn't get an answer at all. And if you don't get an answer at all, your opponent just has to get at least one answer. And you have 5 seconds to answer.
This is so scary.
I know. It kind of sounds like Family Feud.
This is going in the Final Four. So
yes, single
whoever
elimination.
Wins will be the third member of the Final Four party.
Yes. Are you guys ready?
I think so.
Yeah.
Jackson.
I'm so excited.
Jackson, are you ready?
I think I'm ready, Ryan.
Hands on the table. First question. Name a famous boy band.
Emily.
Oh, dang it. NSYNC.
That was number two. Nyarika, can you get the number one answer in 5 seconds?
One Direction?
One Direction was three.
Those are my boys, though. I was going to say, and then I was like, no, they're too old, like new.
Yeah, so Emily wins that round. Emily, 1-0 right now.
The number one answer was Backstreet Boys.
I was going to say that.
I was either going to say NSYNC or that, and I was like,
my brother used to listen to them all the time. I knew I should have taken you.
I would have said like the Beatles or something.
The Beatles were four.
I was going to say that, too.
And five was the Kids on the Block.
It's it's a little bit of an older band, though, if you think about
except One Direction.
Yeah, except...
Well, they've made it to number three.
All right. Best 3 out of 5. Emily's
3 out of 5. It's raised.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
So Emily has the first point, 1-0. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
For the next question.
Lego.
Sure.
Hands on the table. Name something that teenagers stress out about.
Emily.
School.
That was number one answer. Emily's up 2-0 already.
Nico, what were you going to say?
I was going to say school, but she raised her hand faster than me. Thanks.
Number 2 was acne / looks. 3 was dating. 4 was friends. And 5 was parents.
I feel like parents is my number one. Definitely go above the acne thing. Definitely. All right.
So here is the match point.
We need a drum roll sound effect.
Yes, we do.
I just thought of that.
So Emily can knock Niyarika out right now. 3-0. Niyarika, how are you feeling right now?
I don't know. She's raising her hand faster than me. I don't even know what's going on. She's got like superpowers.
I'm so nervous.
All right. For the final question. Name a gift kids hate to get.
That's Emily.
Underwear.
I'll give it to you. Clothes. Number one answer. Emily wins.
Hey. I won. Sorry, Niyarika.
That's okay.
Speech. Speech.
You always ask for a speech.
Yes, they gotta have a speech.
I would like to thank NSYNC. I would also like to thank. Can't remember him now.
The other questions. What did I answer?
The question to his not receiving clothes.
Yep, yes. Underwear. I think you know underwear, NSYNC.
Stress out about.
And stressing out about school.
Yep. So you like to think school.
All of these nouns.
Do you guys want to play the other two questions that I have just for fun?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Name an animal that starts with the letter A. Emily?
Orangutan.
Wow.
No.
Okay.
Alligator?
Alligator was number one answer.
Okay. I ended up getting orangutan. That's all that matters. Why is that not up there?
Is it even on there? No, it's
armadillo,
not.
Armadillo, is that up there?
Yeah, is armadillo
alligator,
on there?
Aardvark, armadillo, aardvark. Antelope, ape, anteater.
I was going to think ape too, but then, I just had to get one, even though it was out of.
Orangutan?
Orangutan.
Yeah, I thought about Jackson. The zoo. I thought about the zoo first thing, and I was like, that new orangutan thing.
Oh, yeah.
I really wanted to get this last question in, because this would have been the tiebreaker question, but this is, you two should really get this one. What is a very female hobby? Emily?
Tennis?
Tennis?
Wow.
What?
Shopping?
Shopping was number one.
Yes!
Thank you, Neil.
Yes!
Tennis? Tennis.
Yeah, I don't understand the tennis.
Men play tennis,
so
too.
Sorry. I am so sorry.
Men play tennis, too.
What was your
What
was your thought process?
I'm gonna be honest.
Well, girls play sports. Play tennis.
I was thinking about very feminine things and stuff, and I just before I came here, me and my friend were watching Fresh Off the Boat. It's a TV show, and the moms were all playing tennis, and I was thinking about that.
So you're saying tennis is a very girly thing.
I mean, boys can do it too. boys they do it too.
Yeah, Ryan.
The question is, what is a very female hobby?
Boys shop.
Boys don't really like to shop. Well,
yeah, most of them don't like shopping. Jackson, do you like spending 5 hours in a clothing department?
Oh my gosh, how I spend every Saturday.
Sure you do.
I rarely
go shopping. That is something.
It kind of makes me feel bad because the guy that I like plays tennis and she was like, tennis.
See?
And I was like, thanks.
Well, the boy that I like goes shopping, so it's kind of hard.
Aw, thanks. I like you too. All
right. Nah.
The number two answer was sewing, then knitting, netball, and then fashion.
What's netball?
Yeah, what is netball? I don't know what that is.
Ryan, your answers are wrong.
So Emily moves on to the final four.
Thank
you, Niyarika. You got the bye week, so you didn't have to practice round the first round Emily did.
I feel like the bye week, it helps, but it also really doesn't help.
So far, Emily has broken the tradition. Jack last week had a bye week he won, and Kendall last week had a bye week and she won too.
Making connections.
So we were expecting Niyarika to win because she got the bye week, but you've broken that.
What can I say?
Well, if you guys asked the question that were at the end, I would have won.
Exactly.
I would have won. It was because of the order. So,
If you want to catch our bracket, we update that regularly. That's breaking, and we change it, actually. It's very fancy, very, very high tech now. It's breaking, but instead of a point, it's an actual point. It's like a period.
Like a decimal point.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's, so it's breaking point and then 91.3. So you can follow us on Instagram. We'll be posting the bracket so you can keep up to date about who's where and who's winning. So this next song right here, this is Go With The Flow by Queens of the Stone Age. Keep it tuned here to The Breaking Point on 91.3 WHJE. And we got Sam and Ben coming on at 5:45.
So. And they will be battling for the final four and a four position.
That'd be a good game. This is Five of Everything by 311 here on 91.3 WHJE. Keep it tuned here. We're playing some Would You Rather with Niharika and Emily right after this song. We're back right here on The Breaking Point. My name is Jackson. He's alongside here, Ryan Ruthroff. And we got Niharika and Emily still in the studio. We're going to play some Would You Rather.
Yes. Are you guys, do you guys know how Would You Rather go?
Yeah.
Please tell me how Would You Rather goes. Never.
All right. I got one for you right here. Would you rather.
Wait. This just in.
What?
Orangutan is spelled with an O, not an A.
All right. Emily. We get it.
Thank you, Brady Klain, for giving us that.
Emily, would you like me to spell it for you?
It's
O R A N G.
Let her have her point.
Much as she didn't get that point.
Yeah, exactly. I know what I'm saying is, but just let her be.
Okay, would you rather be half your height or double your weight?
Half my height. I'd be like 2 feet something, but I don't care. I don't want to be fat.
What about you?
I'd say double my weight because you can lose your weight. So.
Good point. Oh my gosh. Good point. Yeah,
I want to be double my weight, but not just so I can lose it, but so I can actually look like human and not like a human skeleton.
I would be half my height because I would only go down to like 3'1".
You're that high.
I go 3'1".
You're that tall.
Yeah, I'm 6'2", so I would, half of it would be 3'1".
3'1" is still something pretty like short.
That. Something around there.
Okay, I got one. Would you rather have a miniature pig as a pet or a monkey?
Monkey. I want it to crawl. I want to hang out with it.
I want a monkey too.
Like, you get what I did there? I want to hang with it.
That's a knee slapper.
Thanks, guys.
I'd say a pig, because pigs are really cute when they're, like, babies. And then, like, you can take care of them and have a farm.
Or, like, a, what is it called, a teacup pig or whatever that just stays miniature forever?
Yeah, because they're so cute.
I'd rather just have my dog.
I would rather have a monkey.
Monkeys are crazy a little bit though, because I'm just like
monkeys.
Orangutans are crazy.
Yeah,
because they're spelled with an O, not an A.
Yeah, they are kind of crazy, I guess.
Honestly, let's be honest. I thought it was A too.
Like, exactly, you said it's orangutan.
You said orangutan, and I was like, okay, yeah.
Or is it
like,
it's how it's pronounced though.
So I didn't even think about it.
It's A. It's got to be an A.
I got another one. Which world would you rather live in? Twilight or Harry Potter?
Harry Potter.
I knew it.
Harry Potter. Are you kidding?
Washington is a really pretty place, and I would like to go there.
Okay, well, there's
you're talking about... Okay,
yeah, well, so is Hogwarts.
Whoa.
Okay, no, werewolves and vampires would be pretty cool, too.
So you're saying Twilight.
I'm talking about, like, the location of the movie. I'm sorry.
I'm, like, slowly losing respect right here. Like, it's going down, like, for you. I'm so sorry.
Wow.
I'm a crazy Harry Potter freak. I'm so sorry.
Why? You're good. Make your claim. Why Harry Potter?
Because it's like, it may have the magical kind of like part of fantasy, but that's the fun part, like having the Hogwarts and everything like that. When it's just Twilight, it's just this depressed girl who's like into this like vampire and everything's depressing around her. I don't know. It just seems like really depressing. Like the whole idea is
kind of
depressing.
Well, she might be depressed. I wouldn't be if I had those two men in my life.
I don't disrespect your opinion. I mean, I'm not going to say that.
What about you, Jackson? Harry Potter or Twilight?
Definitely Harry Potter. Definitely.
Oh yeah, I'll go Harry Potter too. Yeah,
Okay.
I don't want to mess up with that Twilight crap. No.
Yeah, no. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
It's nice stuff.
Okay. Would you rather be able to control your dreams or be able to watch your dreams on video the next day?
Watch them on video.
Same.
Be so much cooler.
Yeah, because then you could like relive like your like best dreams that you had.
Exactly.
And just watch them. Yeah. Same.
What was the question?
Control your dreams or watch them the next day?
Probably, I would say, because your dreams, if you can't control them, they could get pretty weird.
But that's the fun part about dreams.
Well,
you know,
then,
why did I think that? That's not logical.
Then you have to remember that, though. And let's say you had a dream about somebody else and you see that somebody else that day, you'd be like, I know what I saw. You don't know what I saw. This is a little weird.
What if it's like a nightmare?
Yeah.
That'd be really cool. I'd make a movie.
Would you rather never yeah. be able to shower again or never be able to look in the mirror again?
Look in the mirror.
Look in the mirror.
Yeah, look in the mirror.
Yeah.
I really don't care what I look like, so I'd rather be clean.
That's obvious.
No, yeah, I'd rather not look in the mirror. Because if you
yeah,
smell bad, it's...
same.
Oh. Would you rather listen to older music or today's music?
Well, what? It depends on the genre, you know?
Older or anything older than today?
I'd say neither.
I would say newer.
Well, that's impossible.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, then.
You can. It's either older or today.
Okay, then it's old music.
I would do today.
Because they bring back good memories.
What's
a good one?
What genre of old? Like 80s, 70s, 60s?
That's
90s.
What I think you mean. So
I was thinking like the 90s and the 2000s, sort of, you know?
Yeah. Like I would do the old if it was like Black Eyed Peas. Like, they're like prime.
I'm jumping on that boat with you, Nierika, about losing respect.
No. Black Eyed Peas is so good, guys.
Well, I mean, you said you liked NSYNC, though, so like, I mean.
Oh, I've never heard NSYNC. Well, I probably have. I just don't listen
to
them.
You haven't
heard You said NSYNC.
I said One Direction were my boys.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because you thank them in the speech, so it was like.
It's 5:40, guys. And so that means Sam and Ben are coming on in just a few minutes, so time for you guys to say your final goodbyes.
Let's start with Nierika. Nierika. What do you have to say about your final goodbyes on our show?
Well, it was a fun show, and I kind of ran out because I didn't know that we still had a Would You Rather. So sorry about that, guys. I have a workflow to do. But, yeah, this was awesome, and you guys do a really good job. So yeah.
Thank you. And now, Emily, you're coming back next week, possibly.
2 weeks.
Yeah,
next week or 2 weeks.
Next week is the Final Four, and you'll be going up against Kendall. How do you feel?
Dun, dun, dun.
I feel pumped up.
I will say this, though. Addie was on our show two times?
Three.
Three times and played Breaking Feud three times.
No.
And won three times until Kendall came on and beat her.
But Addie's so sweet. You have to let her win.
Well, she didn't because Kendall won. And now you have to go up against Kendall, who beat the champion.
Kendall and I have like the same mind. It'll be interesting.
The same mind.
Yeah, like we think the exact same about everything.
Okay.
Really,
well, this right here was a requested song, Shake Me Down by Cage the Elephant, On the Edge. Keep it here for Sam and Ben.
Sam.
Yep, right up next.
Right up. Shake me down.
Welcome back to The Breaking Point right here. My name's Jackson Ammons, alongside here Ryan Ruthoff. We got two brand new guests in the studio. What's up, guys?
What's up?
Feeling good today, boys. Let's go.
You ready? That was Ben. Or no, first one was Ben, then that's Sam right here at Wiederhaft.
Yes, sir.
He was on a few weeks ago. He faced off against Brady Klein.
Yes, and Brady was really confident about that one, but Sam beat him on it. So congratulations, yep. Sam.
Thank you, boys. Felt really good.
And Ben got the bye week, so he didn't have to play anyone. So Sam has the advantage here with having practice already.
He does. So it's not quite 6 o'clock yet, so we are not going to do top 6 at 6, which I know you guys are all waiting for.
Yes.
Sam loved it last time.
Oh, I had a blast doing that, guys.
Are we going to do Song of the Week?
Yes, I feel we are going to do Song of the Week.
What's your song that you've chose this week for us?
My song is October First Account by Be Your Own Pet. I mean, it's a brand new band that I heard of, and I'm just really liking it right now, so... what are you guys laughing at? You're making me laugh.
Nothing. Don't worry about it. Just play your song for
okay,
us.
Okay, this is my song right here.
This is his song.
Right here. Welcome back to The Breaking Point. After that incredibly weird introduction, you weren't ready for that.
No, we're actually going to interview our two guests that we have.
Professional hosts.
Yes.
I'm just kidding. We're so far from professional. Sam, what's your name?
Sam. My name is Sam Wiederhaft. You guys know me as Sam.
Nice.
You know, I'm a pretty interesting guy. You guys love me, so.
What do you do here at the station? Because every guest that we have on is from the station here. So what do you do for us?
I am in the sports department. I do sports full time. I'm the varsity football play-by-play announcer. I'll do something for basketball. I'm not sure yet. And then I'll do baseball in the spring.
Nice job. So let's move on to our next guest, since everyone already knows Sam, obviously.
Yeah.
My God.
Ben, how you doing?
Aren't you going to ask me what my name is?
Ben, what's your name?
My name is Ben Miller.
Nice.
I am a third-year staff member.
Middle name.
My middle name?
Yeah, your yeah. middle name.
George.
George, nice.
Ben George Miller.
Yeah. George Miller. Learn something new every day.
Benjamin, correct.
You can get my middle name. What? Wow.
Fine. Sam, what's your middle name?
Samuel Charles Wiederheft.
Charles.
Just the way you royalty. Said that, dang.
All right, Ben, what do you do here at the station for us?
I am part of the program department, and I run my own little show with Ryan.
Yes.
Tomorrow we have a show. It's going to be wonderful, if I may plug. Can I?
Do it. Please,
okay, we're going to have ATG, my buddy Alex. He's been on the station a couple times before. Last year on Freestyle Friday, we're going to do a little artist spotlight on him tomorrow. He's going to do some live performances, and it's going to be a really kicking show. I have another show. I'm gonna. Wow. I'm gonna. Wow. This is my time now.
Yeah, absolutely. Keep going.
No,
it's an interview. I mean,
so like this show, I'm gonna have a late afternoon show on Monday for all you beautiful people out there. I'm gonna come on, play some vinyl. It's gonna be called Beneath the Needle. Is that a good name, guys?
Beneath the Needle. Now, why is it called Beneath the Needle?
Because the needle is what plays the records.
Wow.
You didn't know that?
I did know that, actually. I'm just making the conversation.
Okay.
It's a poor conversation you're doing here, Jackson.
But yeah, I will be on the same time, 5 to 6:30. It should be pretty fun.
Yes, and you are going to be the second show to ever come on After Hours. Ooh. Right after this one, which could be the best one. Possibly, but
we're getting risky here, boys.
Sam, you also do a show. What is that show?
We do two shows, usually Thursday SRTs, so it'll be every other Thursday. We do Hound Pound Sports Talk. We bring in Coach Hebert from the football team, and we ask him a few questions. He describes the football team a little bit for that week, and then we bring in a player for the second half of the show. We ask him some questions. It's a really good conversation. And then it started last Saturday, but pretty much every Saturday we'll have Big 3 Sports Talk, which started out as a podcast, has now been elevated to the live show level. And it's me, Kaiser, and Brady. We just talk about mainly professional sports and college sports. So whatever sports stuff we don't talk about on Hometown Sports Talk, we talk about on Big 3.
Do you like that, Sam?
Love it.
Do you like doing this for a living?
Love it, dude.
Even though you're not getting paid whatsoever.
No.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So, Jackson, I think we're going to take a break. But after this, what are we doing?
We're going to play some infamous Breaking Feud.
Before that, though, what time is it? Almost.
What time is it?
I don't know.
Do you guys know?
Dude, it's 6.
We're in a bunker. There's not even a clock.
It'll be 6 at 6 after these couple songs.
Here's Sand Dollars by 311. I've been humming a high
note. Maybe some. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Breaking Point here on 91.3 WHJE. And that was a fantastic song that just played, but we're going to move past that.
Really? What was it called?
I don't know. You have the screen over there.
It was Sand Dollars by 311.
The song was Sand Dollars by 311. Wow. I knew that. I was just testing you.
Oh, okay.
But we're going to move past that because it is time for Jackson's favorite segment. Not really mine. I don't like it that much, but he loves this. It is.
Ryan, you love it too.
No. Top 6 at 6. It is 6 o'clock now. So we have to. Jackson has a topic. None of us know what it is, and we have to give our top 6 of blank. What is it?
It's colleges.
Top 6 colleges.
Oh, wow. Well, this is relevant for us, guys.
Yeah, except Jackson. Jackson's the only one that's not a senior here.
Ha ha.
Sam, Ben, and I are all seniors thinking about college next year. So, Ben, why don't you start?
What's your number one college? My number one?
This is why I
have like a number. I have like 4.
Okay, man, we're trying to do this in 6 minutes. Come on, man.
Okay. Probably Ball State.
Ball State
at this moment, yeah.
Sam?
Number one. Well, I mean, like not the colleges I'm applying to, just in general. Number one, University of Southern California. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Sam is from California, in case you didn't know
that. I'm doing Ball State.
I'm doing Ball State, too.
Ben, back to you, number two.
DePaul University in Chicago.
Nice.
I like that one.
Okay, number two, I'll go IU because I knew about them more than I knew about Ball State. So because I'll go IU number two.
I heart you.
Okay, that was cool. Jackson.
Sam's in blank face. Yeah, blank face this whole time. I'm going to go with Arizona State.
Arizona State.
Isn't that amazing?
Why does everybody like Arizona State?
Because it goes
like
sports broadcast.
You know what they major in Arizona State?
party.
Exactly. There's so many people from here like Arizona State, and I'm like,
Arizona
why?
Arizona State's awesome.
Like,
yeah.
Okay, fine.
I'm gonna go.
What's their mascot, Jackson?
It's obviously a cardinal.
No, wow. What really? What's Arizona State's
mascot? Sun Devil.
Okay,
yeah,
thank
Sun
God.
Devil.
All right, you got that.
Even I knew that.
Okay, all right.
Come on, Sam. Number two would probably be Ohio State for me.
That's a good one.
Yep.
Number
three.
IU. I have a funny story to share about IU. I don't know if you guys have heard, and I know we have 6 minutes, but I'll make
it
quick.
Okay.
I'll make it quick.
It's okay.
I just found out today, my mom called me on the phone while I was on my way over. My dad's fraternity house is getting kicked off campus.
Oh, I heard about this.
Because of a really intense hazing ritual.
Yeah.
And I can't include details because it's not...
Hazing is 2015.
I
come on, guys.
I wouldn't.
But all right.
It's a funny story.
IU for Ben. Sam, what's your number three?
Three, I'll go Ball State because I'm really looking into that right now.
I'm going IU.
I've got to go IU, too. Ben,
just
four?
Just so general,
yes,
but I mean...
because, well, it's, yeah. You're going local.
Come on,
and we're from Indiana, yeah. So Ben, four.
At this point, probably I'm just going to start doing my favorite sport teams. Michigan State probably is number four for me.
Spartans. It's
respectable. Number four, I'll go Butler because I've been looking at them too, and I like their basketball team.
Nice. I'm going to do North Carolina.
I'm going Ooey Pooey, IUPUI, Indianapolis.
Oh, that's a curveball.
Kick you out if you call it that again.
Ben,
is this the final one?
Cinco. Ivy Tech Community College. Is my
Woo!
God, I seem a little too excited for that one.
Dude, I love Ivy Tech. It is really great.
Even though that was your fifth and not one of your first. Okay. Sam.
All right. Number five. All right. So we got my top four out of the way. Number five, I'll just go Ohio State because I've followed their football team for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jackson.
Go to Georgia.
Georgia.
Why
Georgia? We are all over
some
the place.
Some from Georgia.
Okay.
Georgia Bulldogs love them.
My five, let's go Harvard.
Oh my God, your name colleges now.
Which Ryan is already committed
yes.
to on
oh my God.
Scholarship.
Yes, I know. Thank you guys. I am wicked smart. Smarter than all of you in here right now, obviously. Yes, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Oh man, it's gonna be a great time. I don't even know where it is. Gotta figure that out first.
It's in Boston.
Yeah, somewhere on the East
Come
Coast.
On, man.
Okay.
Ben, your final
number
college.
Six.
Just because I've been to the campus, NYU. Beautiful college.
It's
awesome.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's just right in the center of New York. It's great.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if this is I don't know if university is first or if it's the college then university, but Fullerton, University of Fullerton or Fullerton University. It's in Fullerton, California, which is right next to Anaheim, and I've been there a couple times, so I'll say that for number six.
And you're from California, right, man?
Yeah.
Wow. This.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm going to go with Butler, too. You remind me of that one. I almost forgot about it, but Butler. I like Butler a lot. Even though it's my number six.
Number six. Oh, this is all on me now, too. I got to think of a good college.
You can't think of a college. First, you got to do that.
I got to think of a college first. I'm going to go with Minnesota University.
Is that even that a thing? Your name is State University.
What's their mascot? What's their mascot, Ryan?
The Beavers.
The Gophers.
The Gophers. Dang it.
You're close.
Are you kidding me?
I said I had to think of a college. This is why I don't like this game.
I mean,
you
the
just don't like the pressure.
Minnesota's
like the
mascot's still better than Purdue's. Boo, Purdue. What is it? Wait, what are they? The Boilermakers?
Right. And it's just so.
Boy, I'm an IU guy, okay?
Oh, my God.
We can tell.
So that was top six at six. After this, Jackson, what are we going to do?
Some infamous breaking feud.
For the final. Final four position. It's Ben versus Sam. Get ready. Be excited. Let's go.
Who are you betting on winning?
I'm going to say Ben. I'm rooting for Ben.
I'm going to say Sam. Sam. I want Sam. Sam is so... Oh, my gosh. Welcome back to The Breaking Point right now. I'm Jack Sam. As long as I'm here, my co-host, Ben Miller.
What?
How are you, Ben, man?
Wait a minute.
I'm doing great.
Oh, Ryan, that's right. Right, my bad.
I'm still here. Don't worry, everybody. I'm still here. Thank you, Jack.
So, are you guys ready for some Breaking Feud?
Am I ready?
I am stoked.
Are you kidding me?
You just said your heart wasn't ready, Sam.
Yeah. No, I'm ready.
Yeah, he was like doing push-ups over here. He was like, I don't even know what he was doing.
He's pumping himself up. And real quick, I forgot to play in the beginning, but we got a recap of last week in case you guys couldn't catch that one. Yeah, and had to, like, so you know who's in the Final Four. So this is the Final Four. The two who are in it, Kendall and Jack. Here we go.
Jack.
And.
That was. Yes, that happened last week. Jack and Kendall moved on. Emily moved on just a couple minutes ago against Nyarika. So we got three out of the four positions settled, and this will be the final game before we go on to the Final Four.
Yeah, and that was also Sam's like hype song right here, getting ready, because he seems very nervous.
Yes, so Sam is ready. Ben, how are you feeling?
I mentioned this to Sam, but I am absolutely terrified, because I am sitting just laid back, just, all right, let's do this.
I'm rooting
Sam's
for you,
in
Ben.
The corner, in the corner doing, like, he's like punching himself in the face, like, I can do this.
That's the game plan. That's the game plan, man. You intimidate your opponent.
Okay, so let's head into the ring feud.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Welcome to the Breaking Point. It's time to play everyone's favorite game, the number one game show on WHJE. It's Breaking Feud. Get ready to welcome our guests tonight and your hosts, Ryan Ruthroff and Jackson Ammons.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, everybody. It is time for Breaking Feud. I will quickly explain the rules because Sam already knows. Ben, who is got the bye week, hasn't played already, so I'll do it for him right here.
Thank you, Ryan. Your hands
will be on the table.
On the table.
On table.
Hands on the table.
Your goal is to get the top answer before Sam does. I'll name off a question, and you'll have to answer. First one to raise their hand will get the answer first. If you get the top answer, you win that round. Best 3 out of 5. If you don't get the top answer, let's say you get like 2 or 3 or something like that, that's your opponent, whether it be you or Sam, will have a chance to try to get it above you. Or if you don't get an answer at all, they just need at least something.
Oh, shoot.
Okay, so let's take a practice round real quick. Just make sure.
Practice round.
Just
practice.
A really quick practice round.
Okay, cool.
Okay,
cool.
Most dangerous occupation.
Yeah, totally.
Dangerous occupation. Oh,
Ben.
Firefighter.
Nope. That was number 2.
Yeah.
Policeman.
Yeah, that was number 1. So that's how it would work.
It doesn't count. You're fine.
That was really close, too. And yeah. Jackson will keep track of who raises their hand first, so no arguing with Jackson.
That's
because
right.
He has a slight bit of power in this
game. I will throw you out of the game.
No, he won't.
Yeah,
I won't.
Oh, man.
So are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Well, I lost the practice round, so.
Jackson, are you ready?
I think I'm ready.
Hands on the table.
Hands are on the table.
Wait.
What?
Okay, just want to make sure.
Cool.
I didn't see what sound effect that was.
Nice, bro.
Okay, let's go.
All right. Name something you would expect to see at a gym.
Ben.
Wait.
That was number 1 answer.
Ooh.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Nice job.
Yeah.
Not a good start for Sam right there.
And Sam was all confident, too.
Next question.
Nice job, Ben. I'm rooting for you.
This will be 3 out of 5, by the way.
Yes, I already said this.
1-0. Okay, here we go.
So Ben's up. Are you guys ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hands on the table.
Hands on the table.
Name an animal that starts with the letter S.
Ben.
Shark.
Shark's not on there.
What?
Sam.
5.
Spider.
4.
Spider's not on there
3.
Either.
No.
2. 5.
Snake?
Yeah.
Got the number 1 answer again.
Oh, yeah. Sam is almost on the ground, but
Sam's leaning back.
It's very unsanitary down there. You better Sam, back on your
Sam
feet.
Needs a major comeback right here.
Hey, I was down 2-0 against Brady, if you guys don't remember. Yeah, so.
Hey. Are you sure you want to come back though?
Come back?
Are you sure you want to make a comeback?
Yeah, this is what Jack said after.
Come on.
I play the winner of Sam Wiederhoft and Ben Miller, two of our fellow radio staff members. And if Sam Wiederhoft, the play-by-play man for football, one of my really good friends and one of my fellow hosts on Hound Pound Sports Talk, if we clash, it's going to be an epic beatdown. I
awesome.
Will destroy you, Sam Wiederhoft. I'm coming for
that
you.
Morbid.
That is my final goodbye.
Wow, very confident there. Jackson.
So you sure you want to?
But
yeah, I'm up for it. But I mean, I'm not doing too well right now, guys.
Jack might not have to worry about that because Ben is up 2-0 right now.
I need some more stretches. I need some more arm stretches. I'm not sure what's going on.
You want to take a break real quick?
Actually, no, we're fine. I'm just really nervous, guys.
Okay.
So, for the match point.
Potential.
Potential match point. that Ben could knock Sam out right here and move on. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Hands on the table.
Hands on the table.
Name a specific chore kids do in order to get an allowance.
Sam.
Make their bed.
No, it's not on there.
What?
Ben. 5, 4, 3.
Take out the trash.
That was number two.
Oh.
Wash the dishes.
Wash the dishes was one, but Ben got it because you answered first.
No. Whoa. Oh, my gosh.
Sam has lost.
It's a sweep. I totally. Oh,
it's a sweep. Wow.
Ben dominated Sam.
Wow.
High five, Ben. Wow. I knew it the entire time. Speech.
I'd like to thank the Academy and...
What Academy? There is no Academy.
Yeah, I don't know. Thank you, Mom, for giving birth to me. And thank you to myself for being the best Breaking Feud player in the history of this game.
Let's go play that. I don't even care. It's an accent, but let's play it.
Yeah.
That's not entirely true. You got three other competitors, too.
Oh, well, so pish posh.
Sam, you're really down.
Yeah, Sam, how do you feel?
I'm just devastated. I just wasn't at my best today. Studied all late last night for this show, and, you know, couldn't bring it out on the field when it mattered most. You know, I cracked under pressure.
You did. You really did.
He really is a sports announcer, man.
Ben, you're pretty cocky, aren't you? I'm just going to say, as you said, you're the best Breaking Feud player ever.
And you were nervous in the beginning. You really thought, you really truly believed that Sam was going to beat you.
It's just a facade, boys.
So, wait, okay.
Come on.
I know, you just spoke in a really deep voice and intimidated me.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay.
So if you want, so I have a proposal.
Yeah.
Do you want...
Oh, I know what's...
You go 5 out of 7.
Go 5 out of 7.
I have a different proposal. Do you want to risk... Everything.
That's everything, yeah.
For one final question.
Whoa.
Winner takes all.
Whoa.
Yes.
That's scary. I'm going 5 out of 7, but...
Do I get a prize?
You get to move
on.
But it gives Sam a chance to come. I'm guessing, Sam, you want to do that?
Of course.
The one more question.
Yeah, totally.
Wait. How many more questions do you got?
I have two more.
Can you make up more. Others?
Yes.
I can find
more. Let's do two more rounds, how about? Can we do that?
So you want to do 5 out of 7?
No, let's do two more 3 out of 5s. How about that?
Two more? Oh, wow.
This is a big deal.
Wait.
Do you have it? Can you do that?
I'm looking some up right now.
So you want a rematch?
A rematch? And then if I win this next round.
You take it.
I take it. So, if he wins this next round, we go into sudden death.
Wow.
Gosh.
Sam's going to be able to take that. Okay, well.
I just appreciate the opportunity to be able to come back from my devastating performance.
Sam, I really want you back, man.
Everybody put all their faith in me, and I just couldn't, you know.
Okay, fine. You want to go 19 out of 20. I mean, anything you can do.
Let's do it, man. Let's go.
So, just to clarify, if Ben wins.
It's over.
It's over. But if Sam wins, we go into a sudden death.
But it's a brand new game. 0-0 right now.
Okay, I got it. So, I got new question game. Pulled up right now.
Okay.
All right.
Hands on the table. Can't believe you said yes, but okay.
Yeah, I cannot believe Ben actually agreed to this, guys. All right.
This is fun.
Hands on the table.
Hands on the table.
Possibly the last time this game.
For Sam. Or Ben.
Are you ready?
I am.
Name a sport that a tough guy might think is wimpy.
That was Ben, sorry.
Tennis.
Tennis was 2. Sam, can you get the number 1? 5.
Golf.
Golf was number 1!
No way!
Golf was number 1!
No way!
Wow! Ben!
What?
I can tell you, Ben's under the impression that we got like 2 more rounds left. I know, I'm serious. Like that's what he.
Yeah,
that's what you want, right?
Sam,
so 1-0.
How do you feel about? Actually, we're going into a brand new game now.
Yeah,
remember?
So that's what I thought. Yeah.
So we're gonna do a quick break to leave you in suspension now. I can't talk.
Are you suspended on that word?
Yes, I am suspended. Jackson, just play the next song for me, quick. Play it.
I'm playing it, but, you know. And we're back.
I've got it. We're going to continue Breaking Feud because Ben agreed to that final question, and now we're in sudden death.
So Sam's up 1-0. This isn't sudden death.
No.
The next one will be sudden death.
No, I thought this is sudden death where they just do best 2 out of 3. Whoever gets this wins.
No, my man.
I don't know what we're doing.
I'm making up your rules. Now.
I'm confused.
Yeah, I'm confused too.
Sam, we're gonna start. Ask a question.
Okay. Hands on the table.
All right.
We're still playing Breaking Feud, right?
Yes. Okay. Name something a vampire hates.
That's Ben.
Wood.
What the wood?
Like a wooden steak.
Four. Sam. You got the number four answer. Sam, can you get anything?
Sunlight.
There you go.
Sunlight is number one. Seriously. There you go, Sam.
So Ben won that round. We're playing two out of three. He won one before.
We're actually doing two out of three. I thought you said that. Okay.
Okay, you really need to just listen. Okay, we're doing two out of threes.
Okay, so I got that first one.
Ben won the very first game.
Yes.
So it's one in games, in matches, it's 1-0 Ben.
Yes.
You just won a two out of three with two questions. So now it's 1-1.
Yeah, now we're going to go to the final.
These are our last three questions. Is that what's happening right now?
So we got one more game.
Two out of three.
Two out of three.
Okay. Maximum of three questions are going to be asked.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now that we got that sorted out, are you ready?
Yeah. Gosh. All right. This is the tiebreaker
right
here.
This is scary.
Yes. And this is whoever wins this match, not question.
Yeah.
Wins.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
Hands on said table. Name something you might freeze.
Ben.
Water.
That's number one answer right there.
Ben is quicker than you, Sam. Come on, Ben.
It's like by a millisecond.
It's because I work really out. Close.
Okay, so 1-0 Ben right now. It's out. 2 out of 3.
Yes, sir.
So is this the final question?
It's potential final.
Potentially
the final question.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hands on the table. Name a soft drink.
I wasn't ready.
That was Sam. I saw that one. That was Sam.
Coca-Cola.
That was number one
right there. Oh, my gosh, guys. We're going to the final question.
This is like Indiana versus Kentucky. Let's do this.
Oh, I get it. 2011, Christian Watford.
Yes, we all got it.
We got it. All right.
Benford for the win.
Watford for the win. All right.
Charles for the win.
All right, let's go. All right.
Are you guys ready?
I've never been more ready in my life.
This is the last question
on the table.
Hands
what's
are
the score
on
right
the table,
now?
Man.
1-1.
1-1. So whoever wins this
takes it all.
Ben, are you regretting
this?
I'm not gonna lie, my heart's kind of pounding right now.
Okay. Are you regretting it though?
Am I regretting it?
Yeah.
No, this is fun.
Yeah, yeah. He likes it. It's all fun and games, guys. He likes it. It's all fun and games.
All right, here we go. Final question. Name something plants need to grow.
That was Ben.
Oh, he's
sunlight.
That was two.
Water.
Water was one.
No way.
Sam wins.
Oh,
how did I escape that?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Sam's crying over there, everybody. Ben, your reaction after that, you want to explain what was going through your mind? Because you, grabbed your head in frustration.
That was... You know, the truth of the matter is that I really just don't care. I'm kidding. I was actually really terrified. And I'm really sad now. So that sound effect keeps playing.
I'm not meaning it.
Anyways, continue, Ben.
I'm probably just going to go home and turn on
some soft
turn
jazz.
On some like Hozier, whatever that guy's name is, and just cry. Cry. Maybe have the lights off while I'm in the shower. And just have a picture of Sam on a punching bag.
It's
won the game.
That was
so
frightening.
Weird.
That was frightening.
Sam, how do you feel?
I'm extremely grateful that Ben was actually able to give up his victory to give me another shot. I'm still questioning that decision, but two comebacks in two games, one versus Brady, and then this one versus Ben.
Sam, you're a dangerous man.
It's been fun, and I cannot believe I'm moving on to the final four.
Actually, when he went up against Brady. He was down most of the game and then came back and won.
That's what you just said.
Yeah, and this happened just now. Sam, you're on a roll.
I don't know what's happening to me, guys. You know, there we go.
That was on purpose.
You know, just watch out for me in the final four. And Mr. Jack Kaiser, you're going down. That's all I got to say.
Are you done yet, Jackson?
Drops the mic.
No, airhorn that one, baby.
Okay, third team kind of old now.
I thought you were telling me to do the air horn.
Jackson's got a trigger finger over there.
There we go. I just had to express how bad I am.
All right, I feel good, guys, and watch out for me in the upcoming rounds.
Yes. Sam, you are actually, you got to start heading out here. What are you going to go do right now?
I'm going to go broadcast a girls' soccer game in the sectional.
Yeah,
sectional,
so stay tuned.
You're so nonchalant. Just, I'm going to go broadcast a soccer game.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Wait, you can't have bias when you're an announcer, right?
No,
yeah,
way.
You guys
no,
work.
No.
Yeah.
So stay tuned because it is the end of the breaking point, sadly. Jackson, how'd you feel about today?
I'm still like, the moment Ben raised his hand first, Sam went, oh my, like, he's like, yeah. Oh my God, he won. And then you said number two, and Sam leaped out of his chair and started crying when before he even said water, whatever he said. My God, it was incredible.
I'd like to testify that because without the sun, there wouldn't be any water. There wouldn't be water.
Actually, doesn't,
about it.
The sun evaporates right. Water.
Sam, or Ben, you want to say your final goodbye?
Bye.
Okay, goodbye.
Nice.
Sam, you want to say your final goodbye, or you're going to say your see you later, kind of like?
Yes. Thank you to all my fans. My fan base has been tremendous. just the amount of support I've been getting on Twitter and just
through
the hallways.
I'm about to cut your mic off.
It's insane, and I can't wait for the Final Four, guys. I hope everybody has me in the Final Four in their bracket that they filled out.
I will destroy you, Sam Wiederhoff. I'm coming.
He's going to destroy. Okay.
He's coming for you.
Wait,
Sam.
Let's
play back.
Wait,
yep.
Sam.
He's coming for you. Did you hear it?
Yeah, I heard it.
It's going to be an epic beatdown.
Yeah.
I awesome. Will destroy you, uh-huh. Sam Wiederhoff. Okay, I'm coming for you.
I have one thing to propose to you, Sam. Okay.
Okay.
I want you to say goodbye in the most sports announcer voice that you can do.
Yes.
Because I gave up my victory for you. Okay.
Oh.
Ready?
And your closing line has to say the breaking point is ending. Right now.
And then I'll do it too.
No,
bring point
not
me. Right now. All right.
Yes.
Well, goodbye, everybody, from Carmel High School in Carmel, Indiana, right here in the studio. The breaking point has ended on 91.3 WHJE.
You didn't say right.
I couldn't remember, man.